What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Mikey, from the Mikey Creator Podcast. And I'm taking out some soup here that I that I got from the store. I don't know if any of you have heard about Annie Chun's noodle bowl, Japanese style. I just made it because it looked pretty good. So I don't know how well it's gonna be. So while I open this, bear with me, guys. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day, wonderful night. This does not look appetizing whatsoever. Just looks not done. It's weird. Let's put this back in there. All right. Jeez. All right. Cool. All right. How are you guys doing? I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. So, I want to talk about today about aesthetics. Aesthetics has been something that, you know, my parents have always kind of talked about, like, who cares about what we wear, you know, stop wearing that or stop buying that stuff, or in their words, that crap. And aesthetics has always been something that, I don't know, maybe it's because I have that creative side of me that just likes the way something looks, right? There's this NBA player, ex-NBA player. Many of you know him as AI, Allen Iverson, number 3 from the Philadelphia 76ers. Man, and speaking of the 76ers, I remember back in the days, I don't know if they probably still have the jerseys, but, you know, back in the days, man, we used to rock, like, the actual 76ers jerseys and the shirts, and, man, that was good times, baggy shirts and pants. But anyways, like, you know, he says something about he started wearing, like not the cornrows, but more of, like, what he wore to, like, the games, and even from the sleeve and, you know, the tattoos. Like, he obviously made a mark as far as the aesthetic part of the NBA. And, you know, AI has always been somebody who, of course, I've looked up to as far as, like, you know, being a little man and playing basketball and just being quick and fast. But it was always the aesthetic. And so I want to talk about that. You know, I am just someone who, when I look at something that I'm doing, when I'm wearing something, even when I'm eating something, I like it to look good. Right? You know, I've been drumming since I was 2. And as I've gotten older, my sticks have changed. My way of looking at just the way the drum is set up has changed. To the point where now, when I am able to get my drum set, I feel like, I mean, I already have, you know, pairs of sticks that I drum here with my drum pad. And, you know, I like looking good doing something, you know. It's not just about the fashion. Like, I love wearing my Air Force Ones or, you know, some J's and looking good with the hat that I wear and a nice shirt or something. But it has to do with literally everything. You know, the way something looks is just appealing to me. For example, I love Apple products. And don't get me wrong, there's Android products that have nice features. And I've owned Android products before, you know, laptops, desktops, phones. But the aesthetic that Apple gives its products, it's just something that, you know, when you have an Apple product for me anyways, and this may be in some self-esteem issue, but it's like, oh, I have this, you know, I look good with this, you know. If I'm walking around with a Dell black computer with a plastic material, like, eh, you know. But if you're walking around with this nice metal, this nice Apple logo, shiny product, like, it's amazing. You look good. You look good doing it. You look good walking. You know, the aesthetics with my cameras. You know, I've owned Nikon D3300, SL2, which is Canon. I've owned 60D. I used the 80D before. Last year or about a year and a half ago when I started weddings, I started using the Lumix GH5 series. And the Lumix GH5 is the equivalent of like what I think DaVinci Resolve is with the softwares. It's like an in-between, right? You know, for example, DaVinci Resolve, to me, the interface and the way it looks, it's like, okay, you know, Final Cut is like a very beginner-ish type of interface, and I just don't like it. Premiere is like heavy duty, right? Like, you get on Premiere and it's like, oh, this is great. This is awesome. Makes you look like a pro. But when you're on DaVinci, it's like the best of both worlds. You know what I mean? Like, it's not as complex besides the color grading. And it's not as basic. You know, it has like nice colors. It has, you know, the nice features that you can, you know, the shortcuts. Like, it's like that. That's how I feel with the camera gear. And Lumix is like that. You know, Lumix line, it's a great camera. It looks great. It's a great camera. But for me, I've always looked at Sony as like how I see Apple, you know, like very stylish, very polished. I mean, the controls are not everywhere. Small bodies, you know, even like the big, quote unquote, big bodies. Like, if you compare A6000 to an A7 R3, like, yeah, they're bigger in size, yeah. But it still feels light in your hand, for me anyway. And I have small hands. So it's like the aesthetic part of every single thing that I do, every single thing that I wear, that I play, has always been something that I have always looked at. You know, even looking at my living room right now, you know, from the rug matching the living room, the couch and sofas and the pillows being put a certain way. And I don't know, it's just always something that I've had in my DNA, and I don't know, you know, I think that we all have a certain aesthetic, whether it's making your bed, whether it's the way you put your keys on your key holder, whether it's the way you have your car, right? We all have an aesthetic. I feel like I'm saying that word wrong. An aesthetic. For something, right? And so, yeah, you know, the aesthetic is just, I think, everything. And something I'm working on is actually my abs, because the 4-pack I used to have back in the day is no longer there, and I miss that aesthetic. But other than that, guys, you know, that's today's episode. I just want to talk to you guys about something that I've always kind of held dearly in my heart, and I know some of you guys, you know, as well, have something that you look at and you just like the way it looks, you like the way it feels, you like the way that the appearance is just, it's ah to you, you know, it's just, you know. But other than that, guys, that's today's episode. Nothing too crazy. I'm gonna finish my soup here. Thank you for the listeners, for the supporters. If you haven't yet, make sure you favorite the station on Anchor. Make sure you subscribe on all the other podcast platforms. And make sure to also go to Mikey Creator on YouTube so that you guys can subscribe and check out all the content that's coming. And I will catch you guys on the next episode here on the Mikey Creator Podcast.